See, last night I tweeted that I am surprised. In fact, I find it mind-boggling that people, former coach Nathan Buckley, is very, very sensible, you know, tried to make excuses for Stephen May yesterday on Morning Glory. We hear, you know, people in the media, former players, Cam Mooney trying to make excuses on Daniel Harford's program. Rodney Eade says people from the media saying, mate, you've got to challenge this. They just don't get it. Now, that's why I tweeted last night, you know, why don't people get it? Stephen May deserved his 3 weeks. Now, in the case of Lewis and Hodge, we all knew they were guilty. No one was disagreeing that they were guilty. You may disagree with the penalty, whether it should be 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, or life. You can argue about that. But everyone said they were guilty. In the case of Stephen May, there was people saying he was not guilty.
The reason the AFL...
Not guilty. That's the problem with our football community, because what we've got, Buzz, is that... And I said it yesterday, you know, we show great concerns about head injuries and we talk about it in hushed tones. You'll write stories about it. Robbo will write stories about it. It'll be on TV, it'll be on 360, all the football shows. And, you know, Greg Williams can't remember winning 2 Brownlow medals. This is an absolute disgrace. We talk about it, but when someone goes bang and puts someone in an ambulance and sends them to hospital, we try and make excuses.
I hate to agree with you, but Nathan Buckley said on radio yesterday, that's the copybook defence. If you're a defender, you take out the player and then you go for them. So is Buck saying that the copybook defence as a defender is to concuss a bloke and potentially break his jaw? Look, I couldn't agree with that. I think the problem is that AFL fans look and they say, hang on, this bloke got 3 weeks and Jordan Lewis got 2.
You can argue that.
So I think what the AFL should have done is send Jordan Lewis to the tribunal. If you look at that incident, the ball is coming in, he goes to spoil. But actually, if you look at it 2 or 3 times, the ball was coming in a different angle. He never once looked at the ball. His fists were actually down by his side as Goldstein was going to mark the ball. And then he marked the ball, he raised them, and he smacked him in the head. I thought that should have been deliberate. And
so, well, I said that yesterday myself.
And so if that's intentional and it's high contact, he goes to the tribunal. He probably gets 3 or 4 weeks. And then the base level for May is 2 weeks. And so you're saying to yourself, I can actually understand that comparison. And yet they let Jordan Lewis off lightly. They probably should have given Hodge 4 weeks. I mean, an elbow to the head. I mean, an elbow to the head in the worst situation, that can result in the disaster that we saw in cricket. And so I reckon they let the Hawthorn boys off lightly. And then it lets people have their say, oh, I can't believe May got 3 and Jordan Lewis got 2. If you deal with the Hawthorn thuggish behaviour correctly, well, May's okay. May hit a bloke in the head. The contact was enough to cause a concussion, he deserves to go. And people would say, what could he have done? You know what Easton Wood did in the last 5 seconds? There was 2 Sydney defenders bearing down on him. He grabbed the ball. He squeezed out a little handball. He made the ball his prime objective. People say, oh, well, what could May have done? Slid in, taken...
No,
you know
go
what?
For the ball. Go for the ball. That's what Stephen May could have done. If he wanted to, you know, he could have even put his left arm out against Tommy Rockliffe if he wanted to. People say, oh, he's... I mean, Cam Mooney saying, look, he's 6'4", you know, he's got to hit him in the head. Well, if that's the case, Sandland takes out the entire team this weekend. Put out your hand, shepherd him, lay your body on him, but go for the ball. Now, if he goes for the ball, got his hands out going for the ball, and his shoulder hits Rockcliffe, there's no case to answer for he's actually going for the ball. That will be called accidental.
Now, you know
what we've got to ask the fans is, do they believe the AFL's penalties are too light then, if that's the case? What would the fans think that Jordan Lewis should have got as a penalty? What do they think Luke Hodge should have got as a penalty? Stephen May should have got as a penalty? Because one's got 2 and the other 2 have got 3.
Well, here's my ruling. The AFL should have given Luke Hodge 4 weeks, clearly worse than Chris Yaron. And they should have given, at the tribunal, they should have referred Lewis to the tribunal, given him 3 weeks, should have referred to it as intentional. And then when May gets his 2 weeks, well, he chooses to actually elevate that because he goes to the tribunal and gets 3 in the end. But if it's 4, 3 and 2, well, a comparison is much better. Now, you know what would happen last year? The tribunal would have given Lewis 1. The judiciary, they've done a lot better than they have last year. Because last year, they would have just ticked the boxes. This time around, they said, hang on, we're going to elevate that because we think it had the potential to cause serious injury. Look, they've improved it. They certainly haven't fixed it yet.
So, therefore, you're suggesting maybe it's just lip service also by the AFL at the moment, who, you know, again, speak in hushed tones and concerned about head injuries, yet when it comes to people being whacked in the head, the penalties are no longer strong enough to back up their concerns that they tell us.
Well, we're still in the dark ages if we think that was a perfect tackle. If the perfect tackle results in a player being concussed, Well, we've got a problem with the AFL.
Why is it, therefore, that someone as sensible as Nathan Buckley would say that on Morning Glory?
Maybe because they've seen what's happened with the changes to that rule. And the changes to the rule now mean that if you hit someone in the head, you're not absolutely always responsible. You know, sometimes if it was a pure collision, sometimes...
That was the same as the old rule, by the way.
No, the rule has changed. The rule has changed. So silly incidents like the one with Boomer Harvey, where he basically braced himself and yet he still got Selwood in the head. That last year meant under every circumstance you got suspended. Now there's a bit of wiggle room.
But
wiggle room doesn't mean you can smack a bloke in the head, he gets concussed, maybe breaks his jaw. That's not the wiggle room we're after.
Now, we saw with Jack Viney in that incident in Adelaide where a pack came at him and he was virtually standing there and sort of braced himself anticipation was going to be crunched, and he got off that. Yeah. So we all understand that, but surely the football public's got to come to terms, and coaches and media commentators and former players have got to come to terms with the fact that if you can go for the ball and you elect not to go for the ball and you elect to bump somebody and you knock him out cold and send him to hospital, then you're going to be suspended. It's not hard, is it?
I've never said this before, Kevin, but you might be a smart man.